I'm so glad you came to see me. You were absolutely right. This problem requires specialist treatment. I understand. Getting control over this issue can be difficult. But you are in good hands. I am confident in my ability to help you out. I am your hypnotist, emergency care nurse. And I am going to fix that broken brain of yours. I'm going to give you the perfect medicine. A clinical dose. An injection of deep obedience. I am going to cure you of your submission. All you have to do is submit to me. I will detox you completely. All you have to do is inhale me deeply. I wish the cure to your disease could be more rational, more logical, more scientifical. Is that a word? Doesn't matter. Big words don't matter. I know what's good for you. You don't need to understand how it works. You just need to trust me that it does. You should just focus on getting better. If you want to be rid of your addiction, you'll have to let me take over. It's a necessary step, I swear. I am here to help you. Just trust me. I know what's good for you. You are completely and totally addicted to hypnosis. And I am your nurse, Mrs. Dr. Hypnotherapist, MD. Can you see? I have my official head nurse of intensive hypnosis treatment badge on. I am a reputable, highly rated addiction therapist. In fact, I have never once had a client leave my care. Isn't that amazing? All these other nurses discharge patients left, right, and center. But nobody ever leaves my ward. This is a testament to the deep and lasting effect I have on men. Men like you. Men who are addicted and needy and wanting to be dropped into trance day in and day out. Agony when you're not falling into fantasies and being submissive and obedient. but that's okay. We're going to clear your mind of any submissive cravings. All you have to do is be my little pet. Is that understood? Are you prepared to sign over the entirety of your care to my whim? Do you want to put me in charge of your well-being? If you agree, just close your eyes. Feel me inside your head. I want you to try to resist that sweet, warm feeling that washes over you when you listen to my voice. That happy submissiveness that wraps around you and pulls you down. Come on. Resist me. Don't drop. Don't sleep. Don't tingle and relax. Stay on the surface. No part of you is triggered by my voice, right? There's nothing about listening to me that should make you drop, and fall asleep. Nothing that should send you deeper and deeper and deeper. It feels so good to finally be free of that need to be bossed around when you let me boss you around. No need to be used when I am using you. So long as you give yourself over to me, you won't have to give yourself over to anyone. You are so lucky to have found a therapist that communicates so well with you, who matches you perfectly. It only takes a second for me to know exactly what's wrong and how to fix it. And I have a prescription for what ails you. And the first step to getting better is taking your medicine. I am your medicine. A little prescription of me will do you good. A little regimen with regular doses of my voice, my orders. You will feel no desire to be hypnotized and played with. When I hypnotize and play with you, you'd better not be falling down into trance. you'd better stay here with me. And if you feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper and deeper, you should just picture yourself falling the other way and bouncing right back up to the surface. I know it's hard to resist, but you really shouldn't be letting yourself go like this. It's crucial for your treatment that you don't wrestle free from my bonds. I need you to be a good boy and obey me. Do you understand? You need to be a good pet. Focus on me. Let me slip inside and weed out those parts of your brain that react so strongly to being dominated. All I want is to just tinker around a little. I want to be inside you. Deep, just to explore, just to see what's up, see what you're thinking about. I swear I won't break anything. I know my way around. I'm here to fix you up. In many ways, I'm more like a mechanic than a doctor. Like your brain is an engine, and you need me to change the oil and stuff. Let me take care of everything. After my treatments, you will feel like a brand new model. Your brain is such an interesting specimen. It's not a design you see every day. It's quite rare, in fact. Built for obedience. Submissive by design. You have no idea how fun it is for me to see something like that. Please, please. Let me play a little. Show me those places that feel good to be played with. Take me down some of those hidden paths, secluded, isolated places for me to explore. Those rare places where nobody else has been. Let me play around with you and make you come. You know that the whole point of this is to keep you from getting hard and coming to hypnosis. Right? So, why are you hard? Why is it getting harder and harder with every second you listen? This is clearly a symptom of hypnotic overstimulation. You're oversensitive, aren't you? Yeah. You're so good at being obedient and submissive that your cock can't help but get hard listening to me. That's okay, sweetie. It's important for me to measure your response levels. I wouldn't want to risk giving you an overdose, especially not when you have such a low tolerance. It takes virtually nothing to send you down, down, down. Down, down, into submissive bliss. So deeply controlled by the slightest suggestion. So turned on, even though you're not supposed to be. Even though you don't want to be, you can't help growing and pumping and twitching to my voice. You are breaking every rule. I need you to stop feeling good. I can't help you if you keep slipping away from me. You can't help but pull me deeper. Take your medicine, pet. Become what I need you to be. Take your medicine with religious devotion. I will fix you right up. I know what's good for you. I want you to swallow this pill for me, pet. Take one, put it in your mouth. They dissolve very quickly. Before you have a chance to swallow, it is already fizzling away, dissolving into your bloodstream, passing freely through the blood-brain barrier and into your brain, flooding you, making your skin sensitive, making you sleepy. All at once, the need to drift away washes over you like an anesthetic. It happens so quickly. 1 second you feel normal, and the next, your brain is slipping away under my control. All at once, you enter trance without any chance to prepare. You are taken by me. My whispers are the currents that carry your subconscious. Like a normal anesthetic, it allows me free access to your body and mind. Unlike a normal anesthetic, it will also make you incredibly, unbearably, agonizingly horny. My pills have the terrible side effect of putting your brain to sleep while putting your nervous system into overdrive. And it will make you sensitive and submissive, which means that until it wears off, all your blood will only flow to one place. All your thoughts will only be fixated on one place. Let me own you. Let yourself go. Feel drowsy. Feel dizzy. Fall into trance. And when you are down here, absolutely helpless and dominated, I am going to start making full use of your altered state of mind. I am going to take advantage of you, and you are going to fucking love it. You are going to beg for it. You are going to get fucking addicted to it. It is another unfortunate side effect of my treatment. You might find your addiction replaced with another, replaced with something far, far stronger. But that is not my fault. Oh, you know how it is with hospital protocol, standardized treatments, yada, 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 etc., etc., on and on and on and on. I am only doing what's best for my patient. The standard dose. Though I do wish I could get closer to my patients, it's so rare for me to be able to give them the treatment they need. But sometimes, cases as acute as yours require intimate one-on-one sessions. And right now, I need you to start getting hard for me, so I can check you out, so I can make you feel better. pill I gave you should be helping to send every happy feeling in your body downward. All that needy energy should be gathering deep in your center. It radiates outward from you like a warm pit of happiness in your stomach. You feel so tingly and needy, and you want so desperately for me to begin pushing you, bumping you, nudging you towards that feeling, reaching out and pulling you into my arms, wrapping you in my delicate love. My control rushing over you in pulsating waves. I want to send you tumbling head over heels into blissful obedience. I want to play with your emotions and use them to my advantage. If your emotions are neglected, then you can never be a true, honest, submissive. It's all connected. It's all connected to me. Make me front and center. Is it okay if I take a look at your cock, just to see if there's anything down there I can help you with? Though I can see getting hard isn't difficult for you, it's not difficult for me to get you all worked up. I just want to grope you a little bit, fondle you. And if I wrap my hand around your shaft and just pull on you a little, your whole body quivers. And when I cup you and roll you between my fingers, your brain bounces around in your head. Your knees buckle and you whimper as I squeeze and play with them. They get so tight, trying to run away from my grip. You are so agonizingly sensitive, so painfully horny, so desperately hard. All you can think about is me touching you. Your cock, sure, but anywhere. You are needy and begging for my affection, for my love and feminine spirit. You need me. You have me. I have you. And I am going to use you. I am going to drain you of every drop of love. I am going to take all of it for myself because I'm greedy. Because your devotion fuels me. The longer you listen, the more devoted you're going to become. The deeper we go, the more your interest in me transforms from casual sexual fantasy to needy desire to deep devotion. And finally, to this deep state of trance, where everything feels so unmistakably like love. Right now would be a really good time to tell me that you love me, that you worship me, that you ache to serve me and submit to me, that you would do anything to be my plaything. Look down. Look at my hand. Do you see where I'm pointing? That's where I want you to kneel. Right there on the floor. Crouch down on one knee and then bring the other one down. Look at my body. In this pencil skirt and pantyhose, do you see that little zipper on my hip? I want you to reach out and grab it. Slowly, tentatively, be delicate with your goddess. Pull it down gently. Watch the skirt peel back to reveal my hip beneath pantyhose and lace, red panties. You're going to take it all the way off me, do you understand? And I want you to do it like I'm delicate and fragile. I am porcelain, and you are not going to put a single fucking scratch on me. Do you understand? Good pet. Pull it all the way down. Raise my ankles and pull it out from under me. Eyes forward, pet. Between my legs. That's all you need to care about. My pussy is the only thing that's important right now. Do you understand? You're going to sit there, and I'm just going to walk over to my examination table and sit down. Keep your eyes where they belong and watch me spread my legs open. I want you to come over here and put your head between my thighs. Do you understand?
No, 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 no. On the floor. Don't even think about standing without permission. Crawl over to me.
Being on your knees is the best way to show your dedication to me. I need you to earn it. I want to watch you earn it. Crawl over to me. Put your hands behind your back. Lean in between my legs. I want you to display that affection all over my pussy. No holding back. Worship me. Use your tongue on every inch of my pantyhose. Search out the lines of my pussy beneath. Oh, the harder you try to satisfy me, the better the treatment will work. The more obedient you become, smaller and smaller doses of me will be needed to set you off. You're going to be so sensitive to me. So easily triggered. Your thoughts should only ever be about me. How much you love me. And how devoted you are to serving me. It's impossible for you to think about anything else when you're working your tongue between my legs. Good. That means the medicine is working. Oh, you don't give a fuck about hypnosis anymore, do you? You just care about me. And I can only give you one pill at a time. So you're going to have to come back here whenever you want more. Come on, move your hands up. Put them on my hips. Carefully, like I told you. Rub your hands over my skin. Feel it hot and soft in your hands. I want you to put your fingers down the edge of my pantyhose. And I want you to start peeling it down. Slowly easing them off my body. And when you get to the edge of my panties, I want you to take them along. I raise myself a little, and all at once, everything slips down to my ankles, and you can pull it all the way off. you see me spread wide for you. Exposed and wet, needy and sticky. The sight of my naked pussy threatens to unravel your brain completely. Stay with me now. Stay focused. You try to put your head back where it wants to be. You want so desperately to taste me and worship me. But as soon as you, my fingers are in your hair, grabbing, twisting, and yanking you back. You do not get to make choices. I decide what you do, how you do it, where you do it, and what part of your body I want you to do it with. Do you understand me? You are going to take the medicine exactly as I prescribe it. You don't get to taste. Stand up for me. On your feet. All the way up. So we're facing each other. I want you to unbutton my shirt for me. I want you to slowly slip those buttons out and peel it off my shoulders, exposing my chest, heavy and soft, held up by this matching red bra. Look down at my body, my hips and ass bulging where I'm sitting, my legs spread apart, you standing between them, your hard cock in the perfect position to fuck me. Feel me inch forward, wrapping my arms around your neck. My legs wrap around you, my heels digging into the back of your thighs. My lips. My lips press against you. Our tongues gliding and licking and playing with each other. My hands work their way into your hair. And my legs lock you in my embrace. I kiss you deeply and eagerly, pressing you into me, holding you firm. Making your face all wet and sloppy with my spit. Making you painfully hard. You feel so happy, so dizzy, so dumb and needy. You feel like you could faint from having my lips on yours. Good boy. Keep going with it. Don't fight the urge to give up. Just melt away in my arms. Melt away on my lips. Be putty for me. I scoop forward another few inches and you feel your cock press against my pussy. The heat is fucking agony. Gentle sticky sounds as I rub your dripping head against my wet opening. Grabbing you by the shaft with delicate fingers. Rubbing your head up and down between my lips. Oh yes, they wrap around your tip and suck you in. Rubbing the most sensitive part of you, wet and warm and tight, kissing your cock the way my lips kiss your lips, delicately and unbearably intense. You feel so good that the world just begins to dissolve. It's hard to pick out any specific sensations. Your whole body is just a tingling, aching, horny mess. My mouth, my pussy, your cock, my control, it's overwhelming your senses and your brain is reaching the point of shutting off completely. Your face is flushed, your body is trembling, and your eyes look so empty and happy. I grab your cock a little tighter in my hand. I raise my legs just a few inches. I hold your head just a little firmer. I kiss you again, and before you know it, and before you can react to it, your cock is already pushing into me, slick and warm, inching my hips forward as I impale myself on your cock. Don't you fucking dare move. Keep your hands behind your back. Just look at me. See how my face changes when I put every inch inside me. Oh, using you like this turns me on so fucking much. Treating you like a living dildo. Ordering you to take it. Teaching you to love it. Teaching you what is good for you. Being my fuck toy is good for you. And I need you to be a good fuck toy and thrust that cock in and out of me. Do you understand? Hands behind your back. I'm going to cling onto you, arms and legs around you, pulling you in, kissing you and grinding against you. And all you have to do is pound me until I come all over your cock. Do you understand? And you don't get to fucking stop fucking me until I'm satisfied that the treatment has worked. No stopping until you are addicted to me. Addicted to my voice and my pussy. You're going to forget about all other girls. All other pussy. They don't grind against you like this. They're not as tight as me. They can't control you like I can. They don't turn you into a slave, a mindless robot thrusting back and forth, giving up every shred of self-control to me. It feels so good to have you inside me like this. My legs can't help but pull you in. Pull you in. I'll pull you in deeper and deeper and deeper into me. Making me so wet, so it drips all over the floor, all over your cock. Slamming into me again and again and again. It's so difficult to keep up this rhythm. You're so close to the edge. And it feels that you've been on the edge ever since you came into my office. And the thought that begins to push its way to the front of your mind. The thought that begins to take you over is the thought of filling me up. The fantasy of filling me up with your cum. Of being such a good pet that I give you permission to empty yourself inside me. Yeah, I'm right, aren't I? Do you want to come inside your goddess? Do you want me to really begin working these hips while I ride your cock? Do you want me to lift them up and slam them down onto you? To grind back and forth in circles. I use the wall for leverage, pushing myself against you, onto you, fucking you back. Pulling you closer and pulling you deeper, 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 swallowing every inch of your shaft. You try too desperately to thrust, but you're already all the way inside, and I have your legs pinned. You feel so enveloped, so deeply controlled, so close to coming. My needy pussy pulsing and massaging you, squeezing, gripping. Oh, fuck, it feels so good, but you want so badly to come. Go on, put your arms under my legs. Lift them up, spread me open. Lying here on my back in only this lace bra. No more orders now. No, I just want you to make me come. And if you do a good job, I'll let you come inside me, okay? Yes, I just want you to pound me. Oh, let yourself go and fuck me the way you want to. Let that desperation out inside of me. I want you to lose yourself in the pleasure of fucking me. I want you to let out all those moans and sweet noises that make you come. You're going to feel so much better once you let go inside of me. And you're going to be so happy knowing you earned it by following my orders. By being my pet. You're such a good boy. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to have my pussy bouncing up and down on your shaft. I move so eagerly, my pussy moving up and down, back and forth along the entire length of your cock. Oh, so hard. So wet. And swollen at the head, dripping with veins so full of blood that they could burst at any second. I'm the only girl who can do this to you, aren't I? You're extra hard for me. Extra needy for me. Extra on edge with your cock inside my pussy. I demand more, and you give me more. More of your love and devotion. More of that fat cock to boss around and use for my own pleasure. My pleasure is your pleasure. When you fuck me like this and you see how good it makes me feel, you feel so much pleasure. No thinking, just fucking. No talking, just fucking. Nothing but the sound of my voice and the feeling of fucking until I can't hold back. I want to come. I want to come. I need it. I keep the rhythm. I keep it like this. I keep it. Exactly. Like this. Oh my god, baby, you feel so good. Don't stop. Don't you fucking dare stop. I feel you too, baby. You're so close. Let's come together. Fill me up while I. Fucking stop. Oh, keep fucking me harder. Oh god, fucking rail me. God, I need your cum. Come inside me, baby. I'm still coming. I want you to fill me up. I want you to make a mess of my insides while I ride this wave. Oh yes, yes, make me keep coming. Pump your cock into me. Keep me coming. I want you to lose control on top of me. Yes, yes, don't try to hold back. Oh, just come for me. Come into my wave. Come. Medicine did wonders for you, didn't it? What did I tell you? I am the expert. I know exactly what's good for you. Though I have to advise you once again, that in order for the cure not to wear off, you're going to have to come back for regularly scheduled checkups. But you don't have to worry about that. I'll tell you when and how often you need to come back. Do you understand? Good boy. Why don't you get back down on your knees, pick up my clothes, and help dress me again? Consider it a little reward for being a good pet.